This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple, you know, kind of scary headlines that, you know, we need to discuss because already there's panic and we need kind of people to slow the roll. Okay, we got this, but we need to be methodical about it. True, we have over 83,000 cases right now of coronavirus, 2,800 deaths. It's still rising, but it's starting to level off. That's a good sign. Okay, we have some good news. But one headline came out that somebody's dog got coronavirus. Now, if you really break it down, it was a little Pomeranian in Hong Kong. A cute little doggy. Hey, cute little doggy. I got doggy too. Oh my gosh, if my doggy got coronavirus, I'd be like, oh my God. Oh, I want to shoot the dog and shoot me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, my baby. But if my dog got coronavirus, I really wouldn't be too concerned because we don't really think coronavirus affects dogs, right? We do know that this virus will jump, right, from animals to humans, as we surmise that this came from bats and was able to come from bats to humans. Whether we ate them, whether we were bit by the bat, or whether it was a lab issue is still up for debate. But we know viruses can, transfer among species. Right now, we have no evidence that it'll infect the dog or your kitty cat or your goldfish. Sure, goldfish are fine. But what happened was this woman had coronavirus. The dog got tested, and the dog was weakly positive, showed weakly positive evidence of coronavirus. Now, I don't know about your dogs, but my dog snout is all up in my business. I mean, my dog snout will try to go up my nose. Like when I sleep, she'll try to stick her nose up my nose nostril or in my ear, and she'll put her nose up to my mouth. So my guess is any Dr. Dahlia germs are going to be on the dog. And so there's a chance that what had happened with this is the dog might have been carrying the virus but wasn't necessarily infected. But that is still very significant, because what that means then is your animals can still harbor the virus just like an inanimate object can. Remember we talked about how they are guessing that coronavirus could live on a surface for about 9 days. Well, a dog is a surface. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a host, but your dog could be a surface. Have you guys ever put your feet on the dog and used it as an ottoman? Dog sits there. We had a big dog. And I'm like, I got to put my feet on something, right? And the dog liked it, you know? And then I would rub my toes, his hair. He liked it. Little tushy massage with your feet. So the dog could be one of these objects, even though it's not inanimate, that will possibly carry or harbor it. So that is a concern, you know? Now, the other headline is food is flying off the shelves. Stores are going stark with people panicking all over the place with buying supplies. And so I was asked this morning, what supplies do you get for coronavirus? So what's going on is people are worried that they're going to have to self-quarantine. Now, remember, the quarantine period right now is 14 days. It could later be extended if they find new information, which we're starting to get little pieces that this virus might come back, or people who are infected may get a repeat, just like Ebola would do. So people are concerned that they have to have at least 14 days worth of stuff at their house. Canned foods, water, medicines, pet supplies. One thing that's you can't even buy anywhere are the masks. We talked about the masks. Surgical masks don't really do much. These N95 respirators do provide some protection, but you have to change them every 8 hours. And, I mean, how many can you get? And the CDC is only recommending masks for those who have it. If you have it, you wear a mask, you don't give it to other people. So, I mean, I understand why people are buying them. But, you know, for you to just walk around and go and get gas or, you know, go to McDonald's or whatever, you don't necessarily have to wear a mask yet. So, masks are being bought out. A lot of sanitary wipes, hand sanitizers, apparently you can't get that anywhere. People are concerned that if there is going to be somebody in their house, that they're going to have to kind of make it like a little medical facility and, you know, wash and clean and you know, so we're seeing cleaning supplies, we're seeing food supplies, we're starting to see this panic. I haven't started to stockpile. I mean, I got Netflix, so I'm good there. And I should get some Top Ramen. You know, my kids like Top Ramen. We're this idea of having to quarantine yourself is panicking people. And so, you know, we talked about medicine the other day, where this may produce drug shortages because a lot of factories were shuttered in China. Well, if we're waiting for China to reopen and then China's going to make sure their country gets the medicines, you know, you might be out on medicine. So I do like the idea of starting to stockpile casually, not panicking. Otherwise, we're, you know, there's going to be price gouging. And I do like the idea of us, you know, making sure that we don't kiss our dog and cuddle our dog and share utensils with our dog. But I would suggest at this point, because again, you know, we are, you know, looking at an epidemic, possibly a pandemic, with getting half-assed information, so we're not really understanding who's getting sick, why they're getting sick, why are some people dying, and why are other people, they're walking out fine going, what's the big deal? We're not getting all those details. They're saying, well, because they, you know, are vulnerable. Well, why are they vulnerable? What is it about them that's vulnerable? And so, you know, until we get all this data, we're unfortunately having, when you have misinformation or not enough information, you have people saying, well, I want to take matters into my own hands. And the last thing we need are food shortages right about now. But my suggestion would be, it wouldn't hurt to always have some food in your pantry, you know, at least a week or 2 weeks worth of food and stuff, because you never know when there's going to be a superstorm or an earthquake or some, you know, fallout or something. So I think the good to this is we're reminded that, you know, just because our internet's working doesn't mean we're always in the clear. I think it's always important to have food and things there. You can't just always expect McDonald's to be open or the grocery store to be open. And other countries are prepared for that. So in terms of being prepared, we should be doing that anyway. In terms of not kissing the dog, we should be doing that anyway. But this is just kind of reminding us that we need to be a little bit more careful. A lot more careful. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are being told that the U.S. intelligence agencies are monitoring this worldwide spread of coronavirus, but they are concerned about India and Iran. Apparently, the worries about Iran stem from the country's, quote, lack of response to the outbreak, unquote. I'm reading this from Fox News, which has already infected at least 254 people and killed 26. Hold on, I think that number is already up. Hold on 1 second. Iran, there's a total of 388 cases and 34 deaths. So they seem to be rising as quickly as South Korea. They have the most number of deaths as opposed to China. With coronavirus, but not the most number of cases. South Korea has about 2,300 cases. And then Italy has more cases than Iran. And the Diamond Princess ships went up to 705. So they're in third place. But why is Iran having more deaths than other countries? So the health ministry spokesman told a state TV on Thursday that their death toll had reached 26 at the time, now 34. He encourages Iranians to avoid unnecessary trips inside the country. So already they're starting to want people to kind of limit, and now you see why in America they're worried about self-quarantining. COVID-19 has already infected Iran's vice president and deputy health minister. Their mortality rate from the virus, when you look at the percentage, 34 cases, deaths in 388 cases, they're looking at, well, I think that's about 9%, but they're looking at close to 11%. So they say the Middle Eastern country's response to the virus has been deemed ineffective because its government has limited capabilities to respond, according to U.S. intelligence officials. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said earlier this week that the U.S. was concerned Iran may have covered up details on the spread of the virus. So intelligence agencies are also worried about India's lack of countermeasures to the virus. The country has only had three cases, but they're worried about the dense population, and that could fuel a widespread outbreak. So intelligence agencies coming into play does help. You know, they are monitoring the global spread, and the reason why we need intelligence agencies is because we don't think countries are going to tell the truth. Do you really think a country's going to volunteer and go, hey, we got a lot of cases, everybody stop traveling here? No. So you need intelligence agencies and spies going, oh, that person over there was sneezing? No. All right, let's count that one. I don't know how they're doing it. But I guess having intelligence agencies around makes it a little less, I guess, easy for them to lie or BS. So U.S. House Intelligence Committee official told Reuters that addressing the threat has both national security and economic dimensions, requiring a concerted government-wide effort, and the IC is playing an important role in monitoring the spread of the outbreak. IC is probably intelligence community. Agencies are going to track COVID-19's impact through a range of methods and possibly eavesdropping devices, maybe undercover informants. Wow, yeah, so we're talking spies. We're pretty open about it. That's kind of, I mean, if you're going to use a spy, don't tell people. But, you know, we are not expecting people are going to want to say anything. So Dow plunged about 1,000 points. This was the third time this week. Markets are sounding alarm bells of a possible global recession. They said this coronavirus has already wiped off $6 trillion of world stocks. Now, again, it may come back. But analysts said $6 trillion has been wiped off the world economy in just a week. Do you guys understand that? I don't. I don't. If you have the money, money gets moved. Okay, it's like mass. All right, mass equals mass. All right, the mass could shift into something else. The mass could be moved. The mass could go into a closet. The mass or money mass could go to a bank. So are they talking about like the false rises? Like, oh, well, this stock is now worth this much in pretend money. Are they talking about that? But I mean, that $6 trillion, let's say, you know, $6 trillion were sold. Well, that means it went into people's pockets. No. So stock indexes fell sharply at the open today. Dow Jones Industrial lost 463 points just on the opening bell alone, and then it widened to 1,000. So investors, of course, are concerned big time about how this is going. And again, the more people panic, the more people talk about it, the more people, you know, spread misinformation, the worse it's going to be. China, unfortunately, with all of this, has just demonstrated to us that we can't, quote unquote, live without them, so to speak, from an economy standpoint. Now, we're America. We're tough. I mean, you know, we've been talking about, you know, bringing a lot of industry, you know, back to our country. A lot of people left, right, because of the tax hikes. You know, when Bernie Sanders says we're going to tax the rich, we're going to tax corporations. Corporations are like, hell with that, I'll move to China. So I, you know, we're trying to incentivize people and companies to be in America so that we don't have a problem such as this. Unfortunately, American companies are still very intertwined with China. And so when China has a, you know, when China has issues, it affects us. So what predicts our economy? Well, a lot of people look at the stock market. If share prices move up and down, as investors kind of adjust their predictions about companies' future profits, the economy is measured by total productivity, output, or GDP. So recession is defined as a negative GDP growth for two consecutive quarters. So when people say, well, we're in a recession now, no, we're not. No. All right. You have to have had a period of time. Just because a market crashes doesn't necessarily mean we're going to, for the next two quarters, be in trouble. The only problem is this coronavirus can easily last another couple quarters. But stock markets can decline without the economy necessarily being drastically affected. But we all remember what happened in 1929, and so we panic about that. And, you know, you kind of wonder, you're like, if business is going good and things are going fine, why would all of a sudden we go from having jobs to no jobs? Because people panic. And if you don't think people are going to want to spend money, if you think people are going to stay home, people are going to lock themselves in their house, it hurts. At UC Davis, a student tested for coronavirus. Two others are being isolated. At a press conference held Thursday, university officials said the other two students are asymptomatic, meaning they don't look sick, but the other one is. Michael Sheehan, Associate Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Housing, and Dining, said that additional sanitation efforts were underway in residence halls and dining facilities to keep other students and staff members safe. So this was somebody probably in the dorm. The three students are roommates who had been living in Kearney Hall, and officials do not believe others on campus are at risk. There are no known infections of COVID-19 on the campus at this time. A YOLO county health officer, not you only live once, but YOLO, has emphasized that the U.S. is in the midst of flu season and that the area has seen an overall rise in the number of flu cases as well. Which is a big problem for me. I get people calling into telemedicine saying they got a fever, cough. How do I know it's not coronavirus? I tell them to get swabbed for flu, but, you know, they want to be treated online. So I'm still recommending everybody go and get swabbed for flu. We need to have home flu tests. And eventually, we need to have these coronavirus tests. I just don't think we have enough. So we'll keep you posted on that. California is preparing for coronavirus outbreak. The schools, especially. School districts and college campuses this week have moved to quell fears from parents and staff about the growing threat. CDC is obviously investigating this first novel coronavirus case where somebody got it without having traveled to China or being around anybody else who went to China. So this patient from Solano County is currently at UC Davis being treated. And so parents want to know, well, if it's already in the community, what are we doing with the kids? You know, I mean, parents are pretty smart. They don't want to, you know, bundle up their kids in the car and drop them off at a place where it's a petri dish of illnesses. And so, as a precaution, right now, you know, schools are, you know, already, you know, setting up how they're going to be doing cleaning. I think one school in Washington closed down for the day. Colleges are reviewing their emergency action plans. At Los Rios Community College District of Sacramento, two college students had come into contact with an infected individual last week. Those two did self 14-day quarantines. K-12 officials announced in emails and social media that they were reviewing emergency operation plans, asked parents to take precautions similar to what you do with flu season, like good hand washing, you know, no sharing utensils. So my guess is the schools are going to probably start setting up a, you know, a more of a online learning method. And once they do that, nobody's going to want to go back to school. 1-877-DOCTOR-LELLY.
Maybe not today.
Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional negotiators on Wednesday agreed to a bipartisan emergency funding package to combat coronavirus, which both chambers are expected to pass by the end of the week. The measure includes roughly $8.3 billion aimed at helping states and the federal government fight the coronavirus, with more than 100 confirmed cases in the United States. The House is expected to vote later today on the measure. It will then head to the Senate on Thursday, enabling the bill to be sent to President Trump's desk by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with airline CEOs as coronavirus concerns take their toll on the travel industry.
And our airlines have been exceptional partners with us, the executives, but we also want to commend the crews that have been taking such good care of passengers.
And former New York halted service altogether to China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So South Carolina primary voters this weekend will be using brand new machines. The Iowa debacle will hopefully not happen on their watch. As primary voters are going to the polls in South Carolina on Saturday, they will be the first in the nation to use an all-new voting equipment. It's one in about a dozen states, replacing all or most of their voting machines this year because of security concerns after, quote, Russian interference into 2016 election. South Carolina officials are eager, they say, to emphasize the reliability of their state's equipment following Iowa caucus debacle, where a flawed app delayed the reporting of accurate results for weeks. That's crazy. So the state's old voting machines relied on touchscreen technology that didn't leave a paper trail that could be audited after the election. The new machines will mark a paper ballot with a barcode and the selected candidates' names. The ballots will then get inserted into a scanner for counting. Chris Whitmire of the state's election commission showed voters earlier this week how to use new equipment, part of an effort to educate them about changes to the voting process. How did they get every voter? Well, anyway, when they said we have a paper record of a voter's ballot at the end of the day, they like that, and it makes them feel more confident in the integrity of the election and about the security of the election. People are really, really worried about fraud, you know? There was a voter who's a computer scientist at University of South Carolina, is concerned about the aspects of technology, so they're not a fan of the ballot marking devices because the votes are actually counted not from the text that I could read, but from barcodes. He said he'd be more confident if the state more thoroughly audited the ballots afterwards. They said it's a concern computer scientists have everywhere. Yeah, what if the wrong barcode is being given? Not to say this is what I use as a barometer for election fraud, but American Idol, all right, used to like be a really, really big show. And you used to vote by calling in or texting for a participant. And I think it was the season where Catherine McPhee was up against Chris Daughtry. And Chris Daughtry did a stellar performance. And people voted. And they said when they voted for Chris Daughtry, Catherine McPhee's voice would be like, oh, thank you for your vote. And not that she had anything to do with the mix-up, but she ends up winning second place or whatever. And Chris Daughtry loses when it was, you know, possibly a miss-up. And so, you know, if it could happen on American Idol, it could happen in a primary. Now, in a Fox News poll, Bernie Sanders has overtaken Joe Biden. This is a huge lead. 7 points. Oh, no, it's opened up a 7-point lead over Donald Trump, according to a Fox News poll. Survey published by Fox News on Thursday night found that Senator Sanders jumped 8 points since the same poll was conducted in January, with 31% of the Democratic primary voters backing him for the 2020 nomination. Joe Biden slumped by 8 points into second place, as 18% of Democrats favored him, according to the poll. So his plunge obviously put Senator Sanders in a good sitting. Sanders is 2 points above New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. That's interesting. All right. So I don't have the whole poll in front of me. They say that Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg are winning at 10 and 12%. No other candidate polled in the double digits. Klobuchar, I think, was in the 5%. But this latest poll of the 2020 Democratic primary field was the first not to show Biden as a frontrunner. Most of them have always shown Biden as a frontrunner. And the only one to show five candidates with double-digit support. So, you know, Bernie Sanders has obviously been on a roll. They're saying that Biden is taking the lead in South Carolina, but I don't know how hefty a lead that is. And what makes Saturday so significant is, are the Democrats going to be able to rally behind a socialist, or are they going to want moderate? The problem is that Joe Biden, yes, kind of represents moderates, but also represents Obama. The Democrats know that the ACA was a mess, and the Obama years was kind of blighted by a pretty bad recession. And so Biden might be looked upon as the Obama years over again. And those on the right would love it to be a Biden or Bernie Sanders race because Trump could beat them. And so there's been talk that the Democrats are thinking about another candidate who they could come up with and get everybody to support. And when you hear that, it just shows where this country is going in terms of we have, you know, and countries have always had such a diversity. You know, you've had people on the far left, people on the far right, people in the middle. But you have a looking at the poll results and looking at Bernie Sanders, you have a big push for more socialistic tendencies. And it makes you wonder, why are people so upset with the current state such that they would want to abandon a lot of Americans' principles? Well, it all depends on if America's principles and, you know, the way we do things as a republic, if that helps them or not. So if you have some people that say, look, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, yeah, they're going to want more piece of the pie, and I don't blame them. You know, the rich getting richer has been very frustrating for all of us. Somebody has a lot of money, they could just go and invest a lot of money and be fine. Whereas the rest of us, with the recession, I mean, we were going bankrupt. We were losing, you know, we had no money in the bank, losing jobs. It was not easy. And yes, you have middle class, you have upper middle class, and you have, you know, a high lower class, lower class, although I don't really like those terms. I think those terms are lower income class. Don't like those terms. But when you see the Democrats split like this and them starting to, you know, support Bernie, it means they're, I think, in kind of a state of confusion. I don't think anybody wants to go back to the Obama years. I don't think anybody really wants to go to socialism. But they have a candidate that is rising in popularity. All right? Why? Why would, you know, people who aren't having troubles, right, vote for Bernie? No, because there might be a hatred of Trump. You know, people voted for Trump who were Democrat, not because they, you know, wanted Trump in, but they didn't like Hillary. You had a lot of people so mad at Hillary. I was talking to liberals, and they said, I did not vote for Hillary. I hated Hillary so much by what she did to Bernie. So, you know, you have a lot of different emotions and reasons for people to vote. I mean, you know how you would have, like, you know, a student council or some student, let's say, body race election. And you would see best friends of people running, almost unhappy that their friends were winning because of jealousy. And I'm like, but you're their friend. Don't you support them? No. There's jealousy. There's hatred. You have other people thinking quietly that another recession would help them. I can't tell you how many people have been talking about, I'm waiting for the next recession because that's where I'm going to make my next big move. You know, we need the housing market to crash, and then I'll buy a house. Okay, well, don't be rooting for the recession. Don't be rooting for bad things. But, you know, everybody has their own goal, their own, you know, game plan. So if we end up seeing that the Democrats support Bernie, then that means they are going to have to, you know, publicly admit that they're more for a socialist agenda, and they are going to then lose a crap load of people in the Democratic Party. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the University of Southern California is back in the news, as they have been, I guess, fighting complaints because of the gynecologist George Tyndall being able to sexually abuse female students as far back as 1989. The U.S. Department of Education just said that USC systematically failed to protect students from a predatory university gynecologist and now must make sweeping changes to its procedures for handling sexual discrimination complaints. They said the university failed repeatedly to respond appropriately to notices of possible misconduct. The total and complete failure to protect students is heartbreaking and inexcusable. So a new agreement between the department and USC now requires the university to overhaul its process following Title IX. Now, Title IX is the federal law that prohibits sexual discrimination in education. It also requires that the university conduct a formal review of current and former employees and to allow government oversight for 3 years. So they're basically on probation. The agreement caps the government's two-year investigation into Tyndall and the university. It was one of the largest sexual misconduct investigations ever undertaken by the Education Department Office of Civil Rights. And they say the facts in this case are extraordinarily egregious. That's according to Kenneth Marcus, Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights. It's one of the most shocking cases we've ever seen. So the LA Times was the first to report that in 2018, or they reported in 2018, on allegations against Dr. Tyndall. And an investigation by the Los Angeles Police Department resulted in Tyndall's arrest last summer. He was charged with sexually assaulting multiple patients at the campus center. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Separate from the government's Title IX investigation, a number of Tyndall's former patients did bring lawsuits. Apparently, former students said that the doctor told them to strip naked, many of them. This week, the court gave final approval to USC's $215 million class action settlement with the former patients, accused them of abuse or assault. Each former patient was entitled to at least $2,500. Some are going to get much more. In total, the university may have to make payments to more than 18,000 women who saw Tyndall at some point during their time in college. Marcus said the government's investigation into USC and Tyndall involved interviewing almost 100 people. This was actually more than the whole Michigan State University sex abuse case from their Dr. Larry Nassar. Nassar had continued his career as a coach for USA Gymnastics. He was sentenced to federal prison in 2018 for sexually abusing hundreds of gymnasts. The Department of Education fined Michigan State $4.5 million last fall, also demanded major internal changes because the university's failure to respond appropriately to sexual assault complaints against Nassar. That's the problem. How many times have you been in a place where, you complain and nothing gets done? But then there's a lot of people, me included, who won't complain. And I don't think that helps the situation. I was assaulted by a doctor, and I didn't realize it. I thought, well, because I didn't go to the doctor much as a kid, I thought, well, I guess you have to be naked, and I guess they have to touch your boobs and things like that. And and the doctor was not even supposed to be examining me for that. Didn't realize it, of course, until I'm in medical school, and, I told you guys that story. I had had a kidney stone, and so I was sent to a kidney doctor. Kidney doctor had the nurse leave the room, had me completely naked, hardly anything to cover up. I didn't have a sheet, gown, examined me more thoroughly than I've ever been examined by my pediatrician. I remember that. And then when I was in class a couple years later, and they were talking about, kidney stones and what you need to order and all that and what you need to examine. The doctor up there is going, all right, guys, what else do you want to order? Well, you need to do a urinalysis or, you need to do a, check for CVA tenderness. And they go, all right, that's it. Good job. And I go, no. And he goes, what are you talking about? Well, you guys didn't examine the breast. You didn't do this. You didn't do this. They're like, what are you talking about? I go, well, I had a kidney stone. And that's what they examined on me. And just my friends, guy friends next to me going, you're such an idiot. And so that's when I kind of realized that, I had been assaulted. Did I say anything? Did I take that person to the board? Did I? No, I didn't. I, kept quiet. And I feel guilty about that because I could have done something. Another doctor later, same thing. For some reason, I had to be topless. They had to examine the breast when he was not supposed to even be there. So, and then when I was assaulted, again, I didn't say anything. And I'm guilty of just not speaking up. And you would think I'm pretty extroverted. I wouldn't know. I was so scared of the powers that be. And I was embarrassed. I thought it was my fault. I was like, well, I should have known better. So I blamed myself. Well, the Office of Civil Rights started its investigation into Title IX compliance at USC in May 18. And And they found the following. The university did not maintain its record-keeping system to identify and monitor incidents of possible sex discrimination by its employees. Yeah, well, if you don't have a system or a record, then did it happen? The university failed to investigate complaints against Tyndall from five patients between 2000 and 2009, according to USA Today. It had notice of possible mistreatment by four patients that it also failed to investigate. The university discovered 200 photographs of patients' genitalia in his office, yet failed to investigate whether photographing the patients and keeping the patients constituted sex discrimination. Why was he taking pictures of their genitals? 2016, the university failed to investigate complaints that Tyndall conducted pelvic exams without gloves and also failed to investigate complaints regarding penetrating patients with his fingers during full body skin checks. So, USC is in trouble. So they now have to ensure under its Title IX coordinator and Title IX office that they have to respond to sex discrimination cases. The university must also track and monitor complaints, contact the former patients who complained about Tyndall, and also reach out to current and former employees. So, when you do have a predator, they're going to persist, you know, and they're not just going to do it once. You rarely see somebody do something once unless they do like a murder suicide. Well, but then that's two. But there are patterns, and you know the first person to complain always worries that they're the only person. You know, and when they know that, well, there's other people that aren't going to complain. You know, I mean, I didn't complain about these doctors because I wanted to go into medicine. And I wanted to come back and practice in that same city. I didn't even think to call a medical board and I should have. And, you know, now that I'm in my, 40s, I'm like, oh, man, there is so much I could have done. But when you're, 18, 19, when you're 21, 22, you're scared. And, the college student girl is one of the most vulnerable beings because, many of them lived at home for most of their life. Many of them were sheltered. They've, become very attractive to others. You don't even have to be pretty in your social setting. If you're college age, you're attracted to a lot of older people. I learned that easy on. Nobody wanted to date me at school, but 40-year-old men sure were attracted to me. I said no to that, but, I wanted somebody younger, right? I just didn't know really why they were coming out of the woodwork, but they do. So, we're going to be talking about in the next hour how, doctors could be egregious and take advantage. Nobody goes into gynecology planning on doing this. So, when does it switch? When do doctors start, thinking like, well, I could take advantage or I could be, having a stockpile of pictures. Who knows? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.